Does anyone else have a love story?
Yes, I do. And just like your love stories, it's tragic and filled with hurt feelings and scars that will never heal.
Welcome, one and all, to Lupercalia, the Festival of the Wolves.
On the original Valentine's Day, the Romans kicked off the festivities by dragging two goats and a puppy into a cave and letting a group of cultish priests ritually slaughter them.
Bitter-tasting roses, suckling pigs, oriental fans, or even Victorian statues. Confectioners unleash their imagination on Valentine's Day in Japan, where tradition dictates that women, not men, give chocolate gifts. But not just to their partners. They must also treat all their male colleagues, friends, and relatives.
We are seeing the relfie, you know, the relationship selfie, where you're taking these beautiful photos, you're putting them up online, but really it's a false projection of what's going on in your own relationship. So that becomes amplified on Valentine's Day.
Love is in the air, but scammers aren't interested in capturing your heart.
If you're going online to find romance, there's some cautions you need to take. We have come across in the Better Business Bureau's thousands and thousands of people getting scammed and have been scammed when it deals with romance.
Our modern Valentine's Day, removed from its religious and pagan past, has evolved into one of the most celebrated holidays on the calendar. On average, Americans shower their loved ones with 180 million roses, red ones naturally, and almost 36 million heart-shaped boxes of candy. Not to mention all those cards, dinners, and diamonds.
In Japanese, we call it giri choco, which means obligation chocolate.
And Japan will also celebrate White Day, when men who received chocolates from women are supposed to reciprocate the gesture. It's only fair after all.
Welcome, one and all, to Lupercalia, the Festival of the Wolves.
Likely honoring either Lupa, the she-wolf of Rome, who suckled Romulus and Remus, or Faunus, their god of fertility. The festivities began with an animal sacrifice, then the ritualistic slapping of young women with strips of the animal's skin and blood to bestow fertility for the coming year.